It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in Orillia. The downtown lights, plants, and banners are up. Stores are decorated for the holiday season. And this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. the new Fred's tree will be lit, likely with not as much bad press as the one last year. Saturday at 5 p.m. the Santa Claus parade is happening downtown, and all weekend long there are a myriad of Christmas and holiday craft shows. Here is your rundown, hopefully fairly thorough, of events this weekend. The Orillia Christmas Market at Creative Nomad Studios is happening Friday night 5 to 9 p.m., and Saturday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lots of vendors as well as lots of activities for both kids and adults. Click the link to get the whole schedule all weekend long. From 3 to 7 p.m. on Friday night, the Orillia Farmers Market Christmas Market is happening inside the library and the Opera House as well. Quail's Brewery's Outdoor Christmas Market finishes up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. 40 vendors, hot drinks, yummy food, music by the Hawkstone Singers. And bring some money for the Orillia Youth Center, which will be collecting donations during the event. Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Couchiching Craft Brewing Company is hosting Pints and Presents Holiday Market. This will reprise December 1st. Over a dozen vendors, beer will be flowing, and this is an indoor-outdoor event. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., St. David's Lutheran Church on James Street is having a craft and bake sale, complete with a white elephant table. Should be lots of good bargains and crafts to pick up here. Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. the Orillia Christian School is having a Christmas homeschool market. Come out and see what these talented families have created. Coldwater is also kicking Christmas off this weekend with bright lights and holiday delights, Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. This lovely event in the village includes the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, shopping downtown and at a special holiday market, and a festive scavenger hunt. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Washago is having a downtown arts and crafts sales at three venues. Over 25 vendors, food, and fun. Saturday, Upter Grove Public School is also having a maker's market. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. there will be homemade artisanal items as well as food, delicious treats, and lots more. Proceeds will be going to school initiatives, so come out and support. Strangely, there are some events this week that aren't holiday-based. Able Theater's production of Time Machine is happening Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Orillia Opera House. Tickets. www.orilliaoperahouse.ca. Friday, also at the Orillia Opera House, the Mark Atkins Band Orillia fundraiser for the Sick Kids Foundation is happening. March is a roots singer-songwriter whose music is family-friendly and showcases a variety of musical influences. Net proceeds will be going to the Sick Kids Foundation, so get your tickets at www.orilliaoperahouse.ca and support this important cause. Saturday night, also at the Orillia Opera House, it's Mariposa in Concert, featuring Matt Wiedinger's Van Morrison Show, It's Too Late to Stop Now. This will be a fantastic show, go check it out. Tickets at www.orilliaoperahouse.ca. Saturday at 2 p.m. at St. James's Anglican Church, Come Hear Choir Sing Songs of Love, Loss, and Longing, by Willen, Derufle, Taverner, Rutter and more. This is an a cappella consort choir led by Dean Jobin Bevins and you won't want to miss it. Admission by free will donation. Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. St. Paul's is having a pub night with the Mitch Bube and Jason Crawford duo. Cash entrance $10, cash bar and pub food. Enjoy! Next Wednesday, November 27, there are two great events, so good luck with that. From 6 to 9 p.m., come out to the Orillia Regional Arts and Heritage Awards, at Creative Nomad Studios. From 6 to 7 p.m. mingle, enjoy delicious charcuterie from Rind and Truckle, and a cash bar. At 7 p.m. sit down and see videos of 18 incredible nominees in 5 awards categories, and see who the award recipients are going to be. Event is free, come out and celebrate arts and heritage in Orillia. Also on Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m., Zachary Lucky is having the album release show for The Wind at the Orillia Opera House Studio Theater. Michael Martin will be the opener, and Lucky has brought his whole band up for this special show. It's gonna be a goodie. Tickets www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. I'm going to run over after the Arts Awards and hopefully catch most of it. Finally, Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Moose Lodge, there is a special fundraising event called Plaid for Courage Support for our first responders. First responders have a much higher rate of suicide than the general population, and this event is to raise funds for this important cause. Check out more details and get tickets through this link. There's a silent auction, too. So much happening. Have a wonderful week. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.